I know Justin quite well through my manager, Martin, who also manages Justin. And I've often been to his shows, and we met one year in Monte Carlo, actually watched the tennis, you know, the tennis masters. And we saw quite a lot of Justin and Marie then. I remember listening to I Know You're Out There Somewhere, and I just thought the melody's so beautiful. And he's got a great voice, and I would love one day to be able to write a song with him. And I just, you know, he's a good friend, and I just love that song.
So it's a great idea. People say, I'd love to write a song for them, but it's very difficult to actually make that come about very often, isn't it?
It is. You have to feel the chemistry's right. I mean, I think Justin and I get on very well as friends, and I feel very comfortable with him. He plays great guitar. He's got great harmony ideas, and I think we would just be good together. So maybe one day.
We shall hope to hear it. I hope so.
I hope so too.
Sooner the better, please. Next choice for you is, it's a Fleetwood Mac track. It's Man of the World.
Ah, Peter Green, a long, long story. When I was in a band called Chicken Shack, we used to open for Fleetwood Mac quite a lot. So we trailed around watching them when we weren't opening for them. And we were huge, huge fans. Andy Sylvester from Chicken Shack and myself used to just trail around after them, wherever they were, whatever pub they were playing. And then they came out with this extraordinary album. This song was clearly when he was very depressed, and you can tell by the lyrics, but it's such a beautiful song. It's a shame that he sort of stopped in a way. I just feel so sad. But from that point of view, I suppose I would never have joined if he hadn't left. So I just loved that song.
But you were tremendously impressed by Peter Green.
Awestruck. Everybody was awestruck by Peter. I mean, you know, except for Eric, there was only Peter. You know, to me, really, these days, it's still the case. Mm. But Peter obviously doesn't play. He plays in a band, but he doesn't really sing very much anymore. But yes, we always thought he was just superlative, a genius.